You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Want to talk outdoors? There's only one man to call. Fish like you never saw, been duck hunting with a call since the day he was born. Chasing squirrels. Yeah, tracking the deer. He tells you how you should hunt them all without any fear. Every Tuesday, he loves to show you how. It's called Glenn Harris Outdoors, and it's starting now.
Well, folks, it is Tuesday. It is 4:15, and you know what that means. It's time for Glenn Harris Outdoors, and guess what? I'm Glenn Harris. And our program this week is brought to you by our sponsors, Cranford's Northside, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, The Landing in West Monroe, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. Well, we have seen a tragedy take place in the southern part of our state over the last week or so, inundated with what has been called a thousand-year flood. Over a 24-hour period, more than 2 feet of rain fell over areas that saw the water rising so fast that folks were barely able to just grab a handful of stuff and get out of there. Tragically, 13 of them didn't make it out. Thing that really hit me is looking on TV or online and seeing the, just looking down streets, piles of furniture along the sides of the street where lives have been ruined. Just everything that they have just been ruined by that really awful, awful, awful rain. But then, you know, one thing we did see, we saw some unsung heroes come to the forefront during this disaster. A lot of our folks have gone down there. And one group had kind of picked up a nickname that was real, real neat, the Cajun Navy. Consisted of guys that the hunters and fishermen who had boats, and they put their own boats in and rescued thousands of people who might not have made it out otherwise. Well, incidentally, my daughter Kayla is an artist, and she has designed a Cajun Navy logo to go on T-shirts with all the proceeds going to the flood recovery effort. I've ordered mine. They're real neat. You can order yours from Thomas Tees here in Ruston. I hope you'll check it out. Well, you know, just 5 months ago, North Louisiana was hit with floodwaters. It wiped out homes and businesses around our area. And one of those businesses, the Landing Boatyard and Tavern in West Monroe, has signed on as one of our new sponsors, and they're back open for business, bigger and better than ever. They're hosting a weekly bass tournament to reintroduce folks to the Landing. And after these messages, we're going to visit with Brandon Carter from the Landing, who's going to explain how that bass tournament, how it all works. You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors on ESPN 97.7.
I'm Richie McKinney. Just want to say how proud we are to be title sponsor for the Glenn Harris Show on ESPN 97.7. Tune in every Tuesday at 4:15 for the latest in outdoor news, and be sure and visit McKinney Honda to check out everything from Hondas to hunting gear. We've got you covered for archery equipment, apparel, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, and lawn equipment. For a great outdoor combo, check out Glenn Harris Show and McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Ruston.
Sexton Animal Health Center in Ruston serves your pet and you, providing high-quality pet health and wellness services to assist your pet in living a longer, happier, and healthier life, and providing you with access to leading-edge products, services, and educational content to enhance the bond with your pet. Sexton Animal Health Center is a full-service veterinary medical facility, providing the best possible medical, surgical, digital radiology, and dental care for their patients. And ask about pet daycare and boarding, too. Sexton Animal Health Center, 1628 East Kentucky in Ruston. Become a friend on Facebook to receive the latest news and updates.
Today, folks, we have a special guest, Mr. Brandon Carter, associated with The Landing over in West Monroe, one of our new sponsors. Brandon, welcome to the show. And you were telling me about an event that actually started yesterday, but will be ongoing. Welcome to the show. Brandon, talk a little bit about what you have in mind for a bass fishing event.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and thank you for talking to me today. We here at the Landing Boatyard and Tavern in West Monroe are sponsoring a weekly bass fishing tournament series. Now, like you mentioned, that tournament, the first one was Monday, August the 22nd. That's going to run every Monday for 6 weeks, going through September the 26th. Now, what we're doing is a $20 per person entry. There's a boat ramp right next to our building here at the Landing. We want you to put your hooks in the water at 6 o'clock with the weigh-in coming about 5 minutes after dusk right here on our patio. Now, prizes every week with the $20 buy-in. There's a 90% payout for the winners every single week. That's a weekly payout. There's an optional big bass pot for each week. And, of course, at the end of the series, there are great prizes for the series winner as well.
Okay, that sounds interesting right here in our neck of the woods. The of course, the big rains have not affected our part of the world up this way like they have down in South Louisiana, and you know, good Lord bless those poor people. But now, will this be held on the Ouachita River? Is that what is that the where the tournament will be held?
Almost correct. Now, I'm sitting here now looking over at our bayou. We are on Lake Darbonne, right at the mouth of the Ouachita River. If you go out here on our deck and take the waterway around the corner here, you run right into the Ouachita River. So we're basically a stone's throw from the river on Lake Darbonne.
Okay, so the Darbonne Bayou that runs over the dam that runs into the river, y'all are at the tail end of it, right?
Yes, sir, that's absolutely correct. And our physical address is 6130 White Ferry Road in West Monroe. And like I said, we have a boat ramp right next to us here where you can put in to get started on the tournament.
Okay, and what is the purpose of this tournament? Is there a benefit involved that you have in mind that where funds will go to?
I wish that were true, but honestly, the purpose of the tournament is we are a new business. We have just reopened this bar. As you know, it flooded back when the floods came in March. This place was wiped out, and we have restored it and are reopening it. And the purpose of this event is to create awareness that we're back and we're open, and also to give people a chance to go out and do some fishing and just win some great prizes.
All right. Now, again, like we said, the tournament actually started. The first week was yesterday. In the future, say, for the next week and week following, how does a potential fisherman get involved and get involved in the tournament?
Well, we take registration all week long. There's someone always here in the building, usually myself. Our telephone number is 396-0903, and you can call us anytime for, you know, a complete list of the rules and registration. All local laws and restrictions do apply, but you can come in and fill out a registration form anytime during the week, and especially on Mondays, up until 5 minutes before the start of the tournament. You can fill out your registration right here at the Landing.
And so this will be a weekly event, won't it?
That's right. It's every Monday running for 6 weeks. And, you know, like I said, there are nightly winners as well as a full series winner. Now, do you have to fish every single week to win the series? No, you don't. You know, you could come out here and fish two or three of those weeks, but if you catch the biggest and the heaviest fish in those weeks better than anyone else, you could still conceivably win the series.
Okay. And what is the, if somebody wins the series, what will he pocket?
The series winner is going to pocket a $250 tab here at the Landing, as well as a big old trophy.
Well, that sounds good. Well, look, Brandon, good talking with you. That's at the Landing, folks, in West Monroe, right on by Darbonne, where it hooks up with the Ouachita River. So get in touch with him. We will have the phone number on our website or on our Facebook page. Or you can, do you have an... place online that you can, I can't think of the website.
Facebook page?
Website, yeah. Do you have something where
That's
somebody...
That's right, yeah. On Facebook, you can find us at The Landing Boatyard and Tavern. Now, that middle part is very important, Boatyard and Tavern, because there are some other businesses around that are The Landing this or The Landing that. So be sure to look for The Landing Boatyard and Tavern, and you'll find us on Facebook.
Okay, man, I appreciate it. And thanks so much for talking to me, Brandon, and good luck with your venture.
All right, we sure do appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
From harness to hunting gear, get everything you need for the hunt at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore and get it all for one low monthly payment. Shop all the Honda and Kawasaki products, plus quality lawn equipment and a large sporting goods department. Gear, guns, archery, and ammo by Browning, Benelli, Remington, Beretta, Columbia, Drake, Under Armour, LaCrosse, Bowtech, and Matthews, and many more. Plus a great selection of Liberty gun safes. From harness to hunting gear, you get it all at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore in Ruston.
When the big ones are biting, make sure you have all the supplies you need. Stop by Cranford's Northside before you head out on your next fishing trip. Cranford's has a huge line of fishing supplies and tackle and has just about any live bait you'll need, including shiners, goldfish, worms, and crickets. They got rods and reels and boating supplies. Cranford's has all the convenience items you'll need too, like soft drinks, beer, snacks, ice, and gas. Cranford's Northside, right on the way to Lake Darbone, just 2 miles north of I-20 on the Farmerville Highway.
Are you looking for an upscale auto repair shop offering computer diagnostics for your engine, transmission, and suspension? Well, how about one with ASE certified technicians and offering 24-hour towing? Look no further than the professionals at Ace Automotive. They're located on Highway 167, 1 mile south of South Parkway Church in Ruston. Check them out at aceautomotiveruston.com.
Well, folks, it's a big event taking place tonight over in Monroe. The Northeast Louisiana branch of the Quality Deer Management Association is going to be holding its annual banquet tonight at the Monroe Civic Center, starting at 6 o'clock. Delicious meal, plenty of hunting equipment from guns to bows to feeders to deer stands, you name it. It's going to be given away. Some local folks are going to take them home tonight. If you're interested in what your membership in this real good organization, Quality Deer Management, what they have to offer, you're going to want to be sure. Plan to be at the Monroe Civic Center tonight at 6 o'clock for this big banquet. And, you know, we've been talking the last couple of weeks about the really big one we had here at Lincoln Parish, Whitetails Unlimited. Well, there are two more Whitetails Unlimited banquet scheduled for our area. Down in Columbia, they're going to hold their banquet on September 24th, while in Monroe, theirs is going to be September 29th. You can go to whitetailsunlimited.com for all the details. Well, time's up for today, so until same time next week, I'm Glenn Harris for Glenn Harris Outdoors, inviting you to visit our sponsor, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, Cranford's Northside, The Landing in West Monroe, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. So get out there, folks, and see what you've been missing in our great outdoors.
Listen to Glenn Harris Outdoors live every Tuesday afternoon on ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at redpeachsports.com.